My name is Jessa. One of the things I love the most about working for United Healthcare is that everybody matters. Every moment matters. There's a person behind every problem. I care because it's what I was put on this earth to do.
I'm Ben, and I work at United Healthcare. I am just one piece of a larger puzzle, but every piece matters. It's more than just work. We want to make the healthcare system better for everyone. I care because I want to make a difference. That's what committed to care means to me.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows, and I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with, and Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy, it's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5, with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. At the Denton Day on Twitter, our poll question: who are you most upset with? Who deserves the most amount of blame for the Terry McLaurin trade request? Adam Peters, Buddy Baker, or Terry McLaurin? That's available on our Twitter page at the Team 980. We're taking some of your phone calls at 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Your reaction to Terry's trade request and how you are feeling about it. We got a line open for you if you want to jump in, but we will start with Anthony in D.C. Anthony, what's going on?
Hello.
Anthony, what's up, man? Yeah, you're on the air.
Okay, everything good. So my way of thinking is this is part of first world NFL problems. When you're at the bottom of the world, your third world country, or however you want to term it, you don't have to worry about issues like this. So when you become a first world country, these are the issues you deal with. But if you would allow me, I'd like to go back to something you discussed 2 days ago about the 1,200-yard threshold as a litmus test.
Yeah.
So you were pretty heavy on that, but what you failed to leave out was Terry is number 22 in number of targets. And within that group of 22 players, he's tied for fourth in average per catch at 13.4. So I don't think the 1,200 yards is a good barometer, because you go from Jamar Chase to 175 targets to Terry at 117 targets. That's a vast difference.
That is it's a massive difference. I agree with you there.
And right. So, and again, he's tied at 13.4 with yards per catch. So I think a problem that a lot of us have is we don't have all the intangibles about what kind of offense somebody is running, how much time the quarterback has to throw the ball, is it on time, such and such. Who's the other receiver on the other side for the other players, things of that nature. What are the circumstances of the game? Those things play into account. And in my opinion, he's not Chase and he's not Jefferson, but I would put him below with anybody else on a top five list because of his production. His production prorated is equal to anybody else's from CeeDee Lamb on down, in my opinion.
Anthony, I appreciate the call. Here's what I will say to that, the point that you mentioned, and I have seen this a number of different times, but I'm glad that you brought this up. You mentioned the targets. Have you ever thought that that's more of a knock on Terry than it is a positive? Because shouldn't they be, if he is a top wide receiver, top three, top five that you just mentioned, shouldn't they be doing everything in their power to get him the ball? Like Ja'Marr Chase got 175 targets also with T. Higgins on the other side because they're like, we are doing everything in our power to get him the football. That's always been, and then like for other quarterbacks, sure, I get like the other quarterbacks sucked. Heinicke was not good. Howell was not good. Wentz was not good. Like if you want to talk about the other quarterbacks sucked. But it was very clear as the season progressed, Jane Daniels did not suck. And they still weren't getting him the ball a ton. That to me seems like more of a knock than it would be a positive. But that's just me. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Joe in Springfield, you're on the Team 980. What's going on?
Hey, Denton, good to hear from you. How you doing?
I'm good, man. Hope you are.
Well, I will say, Denton, that 2 months ago when I came on to talk to Kevin about this, I was thinking, okay, we got something to talk about in the offseason because it's early June. Now we're today, it's August 1st, and I'm starting to get a little concerned about this. But again, like you said, there's a big difference between request and demand. So requesting, you know, you want. Demand's like, get me out of here. I'm not sure how to make of this. I'm still with the team side on this. And I almost caught you, Kevin, there. Sorry about that. But one thing I will say, one person we have not heard from this, nor do I want to hear from this person, is Josh Harris. And the previous ownership would have given Terry more money than he deserved, and everybody else would be like, wait, what are we doing here? This is the fact that the owner is staying out of it, not letting the process work for itself. And I just want to point this out. You were going through the list of quarterbacks over a second, then 11 different quarterbacks took Terry the football in the 5 years he was in the league before they drafted Jaden Daniels. I understand that with now the addition of Deebo Samuel, the touchdown may go down a bit because they're definitely going to mix the ball in with Deebo Samuel, whether running the football or catching the football. But you finally have a number two receiver with Terry there. Why damage this? That's what I don't understand. Terry may finally have a number two receiver because for years he didn't have a number two receiver. And I agree with the number of throws they didn't give Terry was a difference there. But when Jaden Daniels is out there, he's going to spread the football around for one thing. Why ruin this? He was literally 60 minutes away from going to the Super Bowl last year with Jaden Daniels in his rookie season. Why would you damage that right now? I don't get it. Do I think it's going to get done? Yes. But my confidence level is really starting to get more concerned about this after that, all the reports last night. And by the way, it's Adam Schefter to report on this. If it was Mike Florio from NBC, I don't care about Mike Florio whatsoever. Mike Florio hates the Commanders whatsoever. Adam Schefter's pretty accurate if he comes out about this. But anyway.
Yeah, just keep in mind, it was more of a, I think this is what's going to happen. It was less of a report. Real quickly, back to the targets thing. 2024 was the least amount of targets that Terry has had since his rookie season, where he only played 14 games. Even in those very dry years with Eric Bieniemy, when he literally didn't get thrown to for an entire game once, he had more targets than he did last year. So just keep that in mind. The targets went down despite the fact that his quarterback got better. And again, like if you want to compare the targets, don't anyone get on here and not that I would compare the targets directly to Terry and Ja'Marr Chase, but don't anyone get on here and say that like teams aren't double teaming Ja'Marr Chase. I know T. Higgins is great on the other side, but we have seen Ja'Marr Chase has had multiple 200 plus yard games while still being the key focal points. Like don't come on here with any of that. 301-230-0980. You can tweet me your thoughts on Terry McLaurin and his trade request as well at the Denton Day. Let's go to Chuck in South Carolina. Chuck, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, man. Like, this situation is highly, highly upsetting to me.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the game. I love the team, and I love Terry. At some point, man, you just got to pay the man. You got to pay him for what he represents. He's a good locker room guy. He's high character. He's always been available. And he's put up with the mess of this.
Here's the thing. How much are you going to pay him for a mess that is not yours? That is what ends. Like, I understand giving, if you want to give Terry a bump in whatever the contract is, I would give him a bump in whatever the contract is, because he is a commander, right? And because he is everything that you want a commander to be. They preached that last year. But, like, how much are you going to reward him for sticking around during, like, the end of the Jay years where things got really wonky? Or the Ron year? Like, that's not your mess. Adam Peters is hired to do a job of making this a perennial winner. You need Terry in 2025. Don't get that twisted at all. You need Terry McLaurin if you want to, if you have any hope of getting just a little bit further than you got last year. You need Terry on this roster, but you don't need to fall into the trap of paying a little bit more than what DK Metcalf got, because, well, he was really good while the team sucked, when really no one of this regime outside of like one or two people was around back then. That's not their job to pay him for that. You got to pay him for what's going to come and building out a winner. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Please, nobody pull a Chuck and start cussing on air. We can be adults about this, please. My guy Paulie is in the 7-5. Paulie, what's going on?
What's going on, my guy? Hail to the W.
Hail to the W. I'm good, man.
All right, look, let me start this off with this, man. For everybody, don't get it misconstrued. I'm good with life after Terry. All right, I'm good with it, man. I've been with life after B. Mitch, LeVar Arrington, Trent Williams. So I'm good with life after Terry. What I'm not good with in being August 1st, and we're supposed to be getting ready for the season, and we in the whole world is talking about Terry and his contract, man.
Yeah.
Like, this is organization malpractice when it doesn't have to be. Because you either going to pay the man some money or you're going to trade him. One or the other. And when I hear everybody saying Terry's number, but I think part of this problem is, too, is the organization is not coming off of their number. They're not moving up none any either. If you want Terry to move down, they got to move up some, too.
But I agree with that.
I ain't gonna come up here and give you stats and this and that. I know what my eyes showed me last year. My eyes showed me with him paired up with Jaden Daniels in his rookie year that these two was a good combination and Terry was a weapon last year. So it should only get better. I take it this, right? Our all-time leading rusher in the NFL is not even viewed as an all-time running back in the NFL, because everybody says, man, what if Barry Sanders ran behind Emmitt Smith line? So it's the same thing to me right here with this situation. He might not be the number one, number two, or number three, but paired up with Jaden Daniels, he's one of the best in the league. And every few years or so, we all come up with these same analogies. He's number one or this or that. But my thing is, what happened to, if you want to overpay for anybody, overpay for your own, especially if it's worth it. Terry is worth it. It's not like he's not worth it.
No, you're
never said
so.
Terry,
here's the thing, Paulie.
His contract.
Here's the thing. I'm all with overpaying for your own. I wish we knew the numbers. You know, selfishly, if they're not budging off of 25, they should be budging off of 25. Like, if they're stuck there, if they're like, hey, we're doing 25, it's more than Sutton, so, like, thumbs up, be happy with that, I would be, like, I'd be upset if I was Terry, because I know that I'm worth more than 25. If they're at 28 or 29 and not budging, I feel like it's a little bit of a different story.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly, you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego Bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego Bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Well, I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, I think we're not thinking about that aspect. Everybody's talking about Terry's number, but it sounds like when Terry comes out here in a press conference and says he haven't heard from them in a month or however long it's been, that means that the organization hasn't changed their number from the last time they talked. So, you know, it gotta be a middle ground, man. And like I said, don't tell me about his rank and who's better than him. We know who's better than him and all that, man. But like I said, the eye test tells me that this is a good combination, and he's your own. Find a way to pay him, or if not, trade him. We should be talking about the Giants. Get ready for the preseason. Get ready for the Giants. Not about signing your second best player on offense, man. Listen, man. Jordan needed Pippen. Hail to the W.
All right, Paulie, I appreciate it. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. Let's squeeze in Skip in D.C. Skip, what's going on?
Hello. I have a strong feeling on this one. If they're stuck on 25, like you said, that's ridiculous. They're really going to hurt the team by sticking with something like that. Now, you said you think 28-29 would be fair for Terry?
28-29 with very large guarantees, yes.
Okay, that's the key, is the guarantee. Because really, that's what we're talking about. DK Metcalf's guarantee was $60 million.
Yes.
That's a good number. Maybe a little above that as a guarantee, I think, is what Terry's probably looking at. And then the AAV doesn't really matter as much, because then for the years beyond the first two, that's when you're looking at Jaden Daniels' contract. And so you have to, you know, figure that out, even though his contract will be an extension, right? That doesn't really take effect, like the $70 million or whatever he's going to end up getting doesn't take effect for another three years, right? 3 or 4 years.
For Jaden, yeah, whenever that is signed, it'll be an extension. Same with Terry, it'll be they might be able to just put that contract over this particular year. So if they signed to a 3-year deal, that would effectively, hey, we're just going to void this current contract, this current year, and we'll just start that 3 years now.
Okay, that's great then. That's even better because then you can get all of Terry's guaranteed money in before Jaden's contract comes in. And if Terry's still productive at 33, which he makes a good case that he was 24, age 24 year was his first year in the NFL. So he came in the same year as DK Metcalf, but he, you know, so his age is deceiving because he has the same number of years in the NFL, and he didn't play that much in college either.
Right.
So the wear and tear on his body, and he'd never had any serious injury history. So he's the type of guy that takes care of himself that could, you know, be very productive for the next three or four years. So considering all of that and his importance to this team and to the quarterback, and he's very productive, and he's, other than the rookie, he's the fastest guy, you know, receiver on the team. I mean, he ran a 4.35
yeah.
at the combine.
And he ran away from guys in the playoffs, too. So, like, our most recent game.
I think he's probably still a sub-4.4 guy.
Yeah.
So what are we talking about? I mean, you know, like, I think he had, for just for his respect at with the rest of the team, as well as the community, I think it has to be a 30 somewhere on there, a 30-plus number somewhere, however way you want to work it. I don't think you can do under 30 because right. that would be disrespectful in my opinion.
All right, Skip, I appreciate it. Lewis Riddick tweeted late last night. This is when a lot of this conversation had not blown over, but we were like deep into the conversation. We had known for a couple of hours that Terry had requested a trade. Lewis Riddick at ESPN tweeted last night, 30 is the floor. And I'm just assuming that was in relation to Terry McLaurin.
I mean, that's, Lewis Riddick has been, how am I going to put this diplomatically? He's gotten a lot of he's very high on Jaden Daniels. He's pumped the tires of the Commanders for quite some time on ESPN. It would not surprise me if he was receiving information from somebody in the know, and he was one of the few people receiving information from people in the know.
Yeah, this organization doesn't give information to a lot of people.
Exactly.
That's the what we've taken from that. So real quickly, we're going to take more of your calls coming up here, but a caller did mention the DK Metcalf guarantees. DK got $60 million of full guarantees. Just to compare some of the other contracts that have recently been signed, Garrett Wilson got $38 million fully guaranteed on that $130 million contract. Total guarantees are $90 million, which is like, hey, if you're on the roster by this time, you get like X amount guaranteed, right? A.J. Brown is $51 million in guarantees, in full guarantees. Amon-Ra St. Brown has $34 million, little over $34 million in full guarantees. Tyreek Hill had $54 million in full guarantees. Ayuk had $45 in full guarantees. T. Higgins had $30 in full guarantees. So if they offer Terry a contract that has something in the neighborhood of 55 to 60 in full guarantees, I feel like that should do the trick to put pen to paper. AAV is more about pride. You really care about the guarantees. My guess is, this is a gut feel, but this is my guess on what is actually holding these negotiations up is the guarantees. Not so much the AAVs. I think the agent is a little smarter than that, although, you know, Buddy Baker does seem to be a tad out of his depth. He's never negotiated a contract like this, but I would guess that they are waging war over guarantees, not AAVs. 301-230-0980, 301-230-0980. We got a line open for you if you want to weigh in. Your reaction to Terry McLaurin requesting a trade from Washington last night. More of your calls when we get back. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Dent Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980.
All right, well, last night it was officially made official. Terry McLaurin has requested a trade, though the Commanders have been adamant that they will not be trading Terry. Both sides continue to work towards a deal. Hopefully, this request can speed up the process. The MLB trade deadline ended yesterday, and the Nats made some moves. Alex Call has been traded to the Dodgers for right-handed pitcher Sean Paul Linan, and right-handed pitcher Eric Swan. Mike Soroka has been traded to the Chicago Cubs for shortstop Ronnie Cruz and left fielder Christian Franklin. Kyle Finnegan has been shipped off to Detroit for right-handed pitcher R.J. Sales and Josh Randall. The Nats, they will kick off their series against the Brewers tonight. Mitchell Parker expected to get the start versus Milwaukee's Jose Quintana. First pitch is at 6:45. Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live from 10 to 1. and Craig Hoffman from 4 to 7. Don't forget to like the streams and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Hi, I'm Steph, and I work at United Healthcare. When I think about United Healthcare's members, I think of my own family. My niece was diagnosed with an ultra-rare genetic disorder. I know how hard it is for families. At United Healthcare, we can make it easier.
I'm Brian. I care because I know what it's like to not speak the language. It's not easy. Health insurance is complicated. I would say our job is to make everything easy for our UHC members. I work for United Healthcare. I'm committed to care.
It's always amazing to see how quickly your child grows. And I'm not just talking about their height. From those early babbles to full-on storytelling, getting to watch how their ideas, creativity, and confidence develop over the years is honestly pretty incredible. Sometimes they surprise you with what they come up with. And Lego Bricks can be right there with them through all of those stages. It's not just a toy. It's a full creative building journey that keeps evolving as they do. Lego Sets Play starts as early as 1.5 with Lego Duplo, the bigger bricks designed for little hands that are just starting to explore and build. Then around age 4, kids transition to the smaller Lego bricks, and suddenly you're watching real structures take shape, real ideas form, and their imagination really take off. They begin with simple stacking, but over time they grow into full-on creators, building worlds, stories, and things you never would have expected. That's the kind of magic of Lego bricks. You're not buying a phase, you're starting a journey. Learn more and start building today with Lego bricks.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
PNC Bank brings you Call of the Wild Money Moves. Shh, listen.
Hey, guys.
That's the sound of a multi-level marketing pitch.
This is life-changing, you guys.
Sounds like she wants you to buy lots of essential oils.
They are so essential.
And then have all your friends buy essential oils.
Are you more of a geranium or a lavender fan?
Don't look her in the eyes.
Wow. Guard against wild money moves with PNC Bank. Brilliantly boring since 1865.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. AutoTrader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really.